Good morning, my friend, and this is my pleasure to present my paper here to you. And the topic is the optical watermarking system by digital holography. This is the outline of today. First, introduction, and then I introduced my systems. And they include three parts of my system. It's the construction, embedding, and detection. Then follow that, I have the computer simulation and the optical experimental results. And then we have some nonlinear problem of this system I try to solve. And the last part of this talk is going to be that problem. So first, let me have an introduction of the watermarking system. Since the topic here are very different from the display holography, so I have to clearly explain the problem is. Then you can follow the speak. So the problem is that since the internet and the wireless communication come to our lives, and the people can access a lot of image and the video in every day. So it causes a problem that the security problem, such as in the picture here, that if I claim this picture is mine, I create it. So in the old day, I want to make sure this is mine. I just put a mark such as my name here, or my name here to claim this is my picture that I created. Otherwise, it is, if I put this picture in the internet, the people can easy to copy. And so we call the security problem of the image. And in this security problem of image, there's a very important technique called the watermarking. So if I try to put a mark in this image, they will destroy the perceptual vision of this image. So we just want, in the watermarking problem, we just hide something in this picture, but you cannot see it. For example, this picture, I already hide something in this picture, but you cannot see it. It's almost perceptually the same of these two pictures. But it actually some information here, and you cannot see it. So if you want to copy it, then I just, how can I resolve the mark in this picture? I need a key. If I have a key to identify there is a mark in this picture, then I can claim this is my picture. So that is the watermarking problem. And I've been doing this topic for a couple of years, but I didn't come to some new idea because this is a very important problem in digital signal processing. A lot of paper already published in this area, so I cannot cook up a new idea. And certainly, I meet my colleague, that's the Professor Zhen here. He also show up here today. And she told me that maybe you can try something else. Oh, so he told me maybe you can try the optic to implement this kind of problem. So I tried to figure out what kind of system that can implement this problem. Oh, so we called it optical watermarking system by using digital holography. That's why I'm here today. So in our system, we try to use object to implement. So the first part is the construction and the embedding. So I embed a mark in the image. And then if I have a key, then I can identify the mark inside in this image. If you don't have the key, you are not able to access the mark. So in this system, I use two optics process. The first one is the digital holographic. I use the digital holographic to construct a mark, a watermark here, and then embed it to the image. And then identification, I just use a optical correlator, Mach-Zehnder correlator. So I just use this picture to describe the whole process. Here I have a mark. And I use the holographic to generate a watermark. Then the watermark can be embedded to an image. So what is the requirement? Why we use the holographic to do this kind of watermark? It's because the watermark, the requirement of the watermark, it must be pseudo-random. Why? Because the pseudo-random give us the capacity, energy capacity, to embed it into the watermark image. Also, it is more perceptually invisible if I want to embed to this image. So the first part of our process is use the holographic holographic process to transfer this mark image to a pseudo-random watermark. This is our construction of the watermark. Then is the embedding. I just embed this watermark. I just embed this watermark to the carbon image, and then we have a watermark image result. So you can see if we just embed a small amount of the watermark, then you cannot see the difference between the carbon image and the watermark image that I hide it in this image. Then here is our detector. I use the Mach-Zehnder correlator as our detector. So if you have key and you have a correct mark, then you can get the correlation here in the correlation output correlation plane. That's how we identify the mark image in this image. So this is our whole process. And then let me step by step to introduce the part of my system. The first part is the holographic to construct the digital hologram. The mark image here, the mark image here is multiplied by a random face, then Fourier transformed by a lens. In here, we just interference with a reference beam. Then we got the interference pattern here. And doing some zero order out process, we got the digital hologram. This as my watermark. And so in this process, we have two images. The first one is mark image. And this random face can be viewed as the key. So if you want to go into your home, then you just use a key. That's the key of our mark image here. So we need this key to open the mark. So people have the key, then he can claim the picture is him. So I use this process to generate a digital hologram as my watermark. Then I embed it in just simply multiply by a constant and to add it to the carbon image. And result is my watermark image. This is my identification process. I use a Mach-Zehnder correlator. And if I have a correct mark image and the correct key, then I can find a correlation peak in my output plane. This is just a structure of the Mach-Zehnder correlator. So this is our simulation result by using computer and as you can see, all our image here, so we can see the correlation peak. We use this to identify. Now, there are some parameters is very important in our system, such as the weighting that you added, the weighting of the watermark that you added to the watermark image. Here's the weighting here. So if the weighting is small, then correlation peak is kind of noisy. But if the weighting is high, the correlation peak is clean, and you can easily to identify. And there are another criterion that we can evaluate the performance is the difference between the watermark image and the original host image. So if it is perceptually invisible, then you achieve a good quality of the watermark image. So this is our simulation result. Then you can see that this picture that if we have correct mark, then we can have sharp correlation. If we have incorrect mark, then there is no correlation here. This is our optical experimental setup. I want to thank the Professor Zhang to give up the structure of the optical setup. So our mark image and the key is placed here. This is the Fourier transform. So this construction of the in the CCD1 is recorded our hologram as the watermark and put into the personal computer here. So this is the construction of our watermark. And then it's identification. Then we use the same mark image key, and then we just put the watermark image here to get the correlation between the watermark image and the watermark. So here we can get the correlation peak here and to analyze by this personal computer. This is our optical setup. And let's see the experimental result. So you can see that this is the reconstruction that we can see where we hide the mark. And here is our correlation plan. Here is the correlation peak. And this is our optical result. And as you can see, we also have same parameter for the weighting of the watermark. And if the weighting is small, then the peak is lower. If we increase the weighting, then the peak is higher and higher. This is the result. However, if the weighting is large, the perceptual quality will be distorted. So this is there's a conflict goal between, you know, between these two purposes. So if you have incorrect mark image, then you cannot achieve the correlation. And that's our optical experimental result. And when we try to analyze this system, we find out some problem because as you can see, the system just include the Fourier transform and the interference process. All this process in our mathematics is linear. However, we find some nonlinear effect between the energy of the watermark embedded into the image and the correlation peak. We find some nonlinear effect. So we go back to our system and check out why there is the nonlinear effect. Then finally we find out that this is because we put the watermark image in this spatial line modulator in our detection. And because the watermark image, he included the information of cover image and the watermark. So it is wide range data. And so there's some nonlinear effect in this spatial line modulator. So if we have the tool to find out the relation between this spatial line modulator, the input and the output, then we can analyze the whole system. Otherwise, we go nowhere. So we try to do this job, and it's come out, we use some kind of nonlinear equation to model the input and the output of the spatial light modulator. And it's come out some mathematical derivation and the result. So this picture just show you our mathematical derivation is exactly the same as the simulation result. So this kind of, we have a tool to analyze the system like this. And this is very important because there is some crucial parameter in this system. And we also need some parameter to robust identify our watermark. So now we have the tool to analyze this system. This is our final result. And we also working on this work still. So we use the model to analyze the performance of this system and to determine some important parameter of this system. So that's the end of my talking. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. Lin. Is there some question for the interesting paper? Some questions, especially Mark, Valerie? Or take one.
Yes, you mentioned on internet images, but can you transfer such a digital hologram or whatever inside the internet image?
It's just only if it is a digital data, is easy to transport in internet, right? So such as DCG, it's just the data transfer to the digital, then it's easy to storage and the transmission.
Size is changed, what will happen?
Yeah, that if somebody tried to destroy the image, so that's very important, because if you destroy the watermark, the image cannot be seen. The perception quality of image totally destroyed. That's very important issue for the watermarking.
So the quality will be lower?
Yeah. I mean, if you try to destroy the watermark, the image will be totally destroyed. So even you get this image, it's useless because the image already destroyed. Digital, compared to the digital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what you do, you add to your identification code a random mask. That introduces very high density or very high resolution correlation between your mask and the target that you record. Unlike in joint for transform, where that's not a problem. So why go in such a complex way, adding a mask that will introduce enormous requirements for special correlation between the mask and the target?
Okay. So, actually, this problem already been solved by digital computer, and the problem is already very mature. So, however, if we use optics, then you can see that if I just put the watermark here, then we can identify in very, very short of time because the optics is in parallel processing. However, digital.
What would happen if you have a special displacement?
What?
If you have a special displacement between your target and identification code.
spatial displacement. Since we still are in the laboratory basis, so we didn't consider, but if your system is concrete, then I think it's no problem, right?
Okay, my question was, is it possible to make invariant filtration against scaling? It's easy to make, but against rotation will be more, it's not so fair, this task.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. The rotation still should be taken as a consideration. Yeah.
So last question. No question anymore. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Lee.